This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. It's not too late to tap your trees for some golden goodness. Although it's not really gold out of your tree, it looks more like water. However, you can tap a number of different types of trees for syrup. At a home I lived in years ago, we tapped the silver maple trees we had. You do not have to have sugar maples to make some great syrup. The only difference is the percentage of sugar content in the tree sap. This land also had a number of box elder trees. These are a type of maple that can also be tapped for syrup. So apparently there is one good thing from a box elder tree. You need about 40 gallons of maple tree sap to make 1 gallon of pure maple syrup. Interestingly, the United States and Canada are the only countries in the world to produce maple syrup. And only 19 states in the U.S. produce it. It's a completely natural food, meaning nothing is added. Only water is evaporated from the sap. You need several freeze-thaw periods for a good sap flow. So the temps need to drop just below freezing at night and then rise above during the day. A tapping tree should be at least 10 inches in diameter from 4 feet above ground. You can generally get 10 to 12 gallons of sap per tree. So if you have a few maples in your backyard, you could make yourself a good batch of maple syrup. And there is nothing like the real deal. March is a key month for sap flow as the trees stop flowing once their buds set, which for Zone 4 is generally about the second week of April. Commercial tappers have already started collecting. I'll have pictures of their lines on my Garden Bite Facebook page. Many area parks tap trees, and some of them have yearly pancake breakfasts. Do a quick search to find one near you. We'll talk tomorrow about the process of tapping and making your own backyard maple syrup. In the meantime, check out GardenBite.com for more information. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.